Greetings, everyone. Welcome.
A brand new way of being.
Wow. It's a high vibration variety show. I've got some music, comedy, most interesting guests, fantastic conversation with a wide variety of minds and hearts that make up our collective we.
Hi, Dr. Pruitt. How are you? Wonderful.
I'm fantastic.
That is great. It is so great to see you. I am so inspired by your videos. Your videos are uplifting, so informative, mind-blowing. There's so much going on, and it's just such a beautiful, beautiful time to be alive. And I just want to share with as many people as we can, as I'm really feeling that this is all our collective power. We are all one, and we are all, you know, all of the messages I'm hearing these days are stick together, come together, go within, find your true truth inside, right? Everyone is saying all the power that you could ever need and want is right inside you. So, yeah. You want to, just tell me a little bit about what you love, involving yourself in these days, health-wise, financially, your personal life. Let's just start there.
Okay. Well, I'm Dr. Kia Pruitt, and I am your soul sister.
Yes, I know. So amazing.
I'm so glad we found each other.
I am too. It really is. There are no coincidences. It's just all magnetism. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
And so, yes, ma'am. I am. When I was a little younger, my pastor asked me, "What is your calling? What is your purpose in life?" And I was a little nervous to say it, but I felt this like a burning passion inside me. And I just boldly said, "It's to liberate humanity."
Wonderful.
And he told me, he said, "Whenever you have a purpose in life, the people around you or in your community, they should be able to feel it. They should see it and know it.
Right.
They should confirm it."
Excellent. Great point. Yeah. And that's how natural it is. It's so natural. We don't need to be describing how to live, like the natural experience, you know, I mean, what we follow and other people follow, just we're so much bigger than we can ever imagine. So you could get very granular with the science of where we come from and how amazing we are, or you could see just like that in your community, you have a calling. And it's almost like, I love like Montessori minded education.
Okay.
Which are sensitive period. The main things are sensitive period and prepared environment and then self-correcting materials.
Wow.
And I love self-correcting work. That's what I'm always drawn to. And that's exactly that. That's you see your work reflected in your community or however you phrased it so beautifully.
Yeah. And you brought up something a little earlier about the divine, like the power of oneness, that we're all one.
Right.
That reminds me of universal law. The first law is that we're all one and we're all interconnected.
Exactly.
And that's why I think it's so important for us to look beyond the paradigms that people have put in place for us,
exactly.
You know, and say, oh, you have this religion or this political belief or you know, this ideology, and just see we all come from one source.
That's right. It's we fractal into singularity, as they say. These four syllable words all come out, but what it is just true love. There's just, its source is love. We all come from it. It's all free will. And that's why there is evil. And that's why there is darkness and everything, because of the universal law of free will.
So
attracts like, and goodness attracts, you know what I mean? So everything is about choice. And when you choose good, that's what you get back. And it's not about, oh, well, you know, you don't do it for the reward. You do it because
that's
it's
right.
the natural thing. And then that all of those things about who aren't you to shine your light? Who aren't you to be this amazing thing? Because then it lets other people shine. It lets other, I'm finally doing this. I'm finally putting this out here. I've been hiding. Oh, I'll do it off camera or I'll do this. No, 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 no. You're showing me. Get out there and raise people's vibrations. And because there's so much misinformation and there's so much. And so now I really, and I can see how you want to be part of this going forward from now. You could look into all the things that have been done to us and all that, because it's history that can go on forever. You could look into the amount of nefarious stuff, and it would take as long to go through it as the length of time that it, that they did, right? Instead, let's forget all of that because it's, we're just going on from here. So while we don't know what's going on, I would suggest to anyone listening, it doesn't matter who you listen to, who you believe or whatever, it's the message, not the messenger.
Right. Right.
Right. Because everybody's like, oh, well, I don't want to listen to that message because they're aligned with this and I don't like that, you know, so everything is within us and we are so just powerful. So I think, listen, if you're going to be owning nothing and eating bugs, you probably want your vibration high, right?
Yes.
If you're going to, demand and command that that's not going to happen from a loving point away, it's going to be a lot easier if you have a high vibration. So.
And you said something amazing that, I don't know, when you said this the other day when we were on the phone, something just sparked in me and just ignited like this passion in me when you talked about the power or the ability for us as being, you know, part of the divine oneness or sovereign to command things.
Yes. And this,
I don't know, it's just like something went off in my brain.
Because I heard it from someone.
Begging, stop, you know, asking and just command it to be so.
Command it. Command it. And that's not coming from me. Again, my whole resonation I'm getting, and I want to send everybody links to these amazing sources that I'm hearing this from. And when you hear it said by that source, when you hear the voice of when I first heard that, it's just you, it goes right through you. Because it's so natural. It's so real. You recognize it. You go, oh yeah, that's me. Oh yeah, we just have it. We were trained to forget about it. We were trained to be distracted about it. And the second you say, no, I command. And so these are not my commands, but I do want to share them with YouTube, the world, resonation, whatever. And I will, I'm going to tell you who we got this from. But again, we want to go message first. And that is, I command whatever you call it, God, higher self, universe, prime creator. I command prime creator to increase my life force energy now. That's one that's so powerful because I'm told that we have this incredible life force and that if we could measure how much of it we actually use, it's about 3 hours per month.
What?
You know how everything is, we only see 1%. We only use one. This is another of those percents. We are such amazing beings. So anyway, so the commanding, I just think that's wonderful because when you look around and, you know, whatever, I don't want to name names or anything. Everything is, oh, please. And just give me the most meager scraps. I'll be happy with. That is, that's programming to keep you that. No. There's enough. There's abundance for everyone a million times over. There's enough for everyone.
And I think I read Stephen Covey's book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
That's one of my favorite books.
That changed my life.
Me too. I read that 30 years ago. And that changed my life. And I refer to it so many times. Anytime I've had like photography assistants or anyone I hire trying to help me get all my things out, I almost want to like pay them to read that. I think everybody should read that.
Because he talks about having an abundance mentality versus a scarcity mentality.
Right.
And we've been taught scarcity and lack and poverty all of our lives and all the programming.
And to be grateful for it. To be grateful. Yeah. I mean, it's cruel. Yeah. It's absolutely cruel and evil. And I do not consent. So,
because the world is powerful and bountiful. It has more than enough. It has a surplus.
Exponentially. Yeah.
Yes.
Not like, oh, there's enough for everyone and then a little bit more. Oh, no. It's like in unimaginable amounts.
Yes.
Unimaginable amounts. So I'm so excited because I got two of my prints here behind me here. George Washington Bridge here. So I've been into bridges and stuff. I'm a portrait photographer and other things, but I love these structures. So as we've been going through, this is like we're going through the bridgiest time ever in the whole world. Right. Mm-hmm. So, and then I started shooting now that we don't have a lot of pollution in the air, I'm seeing the sun for really what it is and the clouds. So now I have this amazing like gold thing. I've gotten in touch with, there's a gold currency company that I'm learning about that I'd actually love to join. And so I was going to do some content creation for them, do some photography or whatever. So I was brainstorming about how I can attach my photography and what I already know and love. I love crystals. So I was brainstorming. I'm like, oh, there's silver printing. There's gold printing. I want to take some of these prints and actually put 14 karat or 18 karat gold in them, to start using gold currency to exchange. You have 50% off if you pay me in precious metals. Let's start getting rid of, so then I was thinking about crystals and I was like, well, wait a second. If my, quartz vibrates at this thing, I wonder what other metals vibrate at. So I looked them up and please take it away because I discovered that metals, gold, silver, everything. Can you please tell us about the benefits physically on your physical body, silver internally?
Yes, even copper. Sometimes some doctors and some doctors, but Eastern medicine practitioners would tell you to put copper on your body in order to heal your joints.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
There are copper. Yes, even your plants wrapping the stick around.
Wow. Yes, and so copper, silver, gold, when you put it on your body, you can actually feel the vibrations from the silver and gold raise your energy.
Wow.
And your mood.
Wow.
So there are times I would put it on my chest or on my forehead if I feel my mood decreasing, especially silver, and I can just feel
really
low energy leave my body. It's amazing.
It's literally a conductor, right? Is it? So what do you think, what is happening? Is it pulling physical energy out and like detoxifying you, just like?
Yes. Yes. Even when you take silver, colloidal silvers, it will destroy viruses upon contact.
Wow.
That's how powerful it is, as you know. Mm-hmm. And we also have silver receptors in our brain. So
That is amazing. I think that is so... So can you get a little more granular about that? Where are they?
Yeah, and so my understanding and overstanding is that silver easily binds to these receptors that we have in our brains. And so that scientists can even kill brain eating amoebas by using silver.
That's amazing. That is so amazing. We're amazing vessels and it's everyone and not anything special between one drop of the wave. We are water and waves. We're individual waves of the same thing.
I love that. And also gold, when you talk about gold, I was looking at the word corona. Corona is, it just means crown.
Right.
And so when you think about crown, it relates to the the crown chakra.
Exactly.
So gold, when you wear gold, it helps you to ascend in consciousness as being a god being or a king or a queen, raising your consciousness and your level of thinking to a higher level.
That is so, so fantastic. And it makes so much sense.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's like this natural thing, you know, I mean, we like, I'm learning about how, I mean, these past 2 years, gonna lock, you know, I mean, again, no dates or anything, but I've learned so much in 2 years, let's say, no matter where we are on the timeline, this is unbelievable. So our DNA is like 90% light and sound transmission and reception. So that's why I'm getting so much into frequency, vibration, energy, right? So everything is energy. So everything's vibrating. So like exactly what you just said, that vibration, like everything is here just to be attracted to itself, right? So as I was saying, it's a very natural thing. If this is all natural resources, this is God's money. This is God's, your gold and silver, you're automatically attracted to it because it's shiny. That's light. And your body is going to, right? Because we're attracted to a sunset. Why so much? Because the light and the prettiness and the colors. We're attracted to all color and everything because I believe that's our body actually just craving that vibration. You know, like there's color therapy with animals, like there's abused animals and everything, and they give them different color rugs or blankets. And the ones that are traumatized always go to like the pinks, the whatever that have a vibration, right? Everything is vibration. I just can't stop talking. I'm working on it. I'm working on it. But if everything is vibration and then we're drawn to it and that's what our DNA is, then you could see how it just, you don't have to worry about it. You could just go on with your life and love your family and cook your amazing food and listen to your amazing music. and because it's all just feeding you what you need. You don't need to know why. So that's why I feel like, especially with the precious metals now, I know I'm getting a little woo, but why it's a natural thing. We're attracted to the shininess. Then, oh, we just like it. You know, I mean, I sit there and I stare at my crystals. I will get into, I've got to show you. So I love these things. They're another world sometimes, you know, you could see how they grow. And anyway, so if we're attracted to metal,
are they sentient? Are they sentient? Are they living?
Well, I feel that they grow and are living while they're attached to the earth as the spikes grow. So I feel like if you have a piece of it, you still just have a piece of that vibration.
Wow.
But it doesn't keep growing, you know? Look, I've got my little, this is, I asked someone, it's just white. It's just this.
Okay.
But I asked someone as I was launching my podcast, you can't even see it. Believe me, I'll take pictures.
I can see it. Okay.
And I said, can you give me one that can help me rope everything in? That can help me just keep it all together. Anyway, so getting back to that, if then we got precious metals, we're attracted to them because on a visual basis, and then we're putting them on our bodies and we're putting them near your head, then we're making jewelry out of them. Isn't that like the, how jewelry was originally, like, at least in, like in this version of humans, it started with healing, not so much. I mean, yes, adornment and decoration, but I have a feeling it went way beyond that. And it's to keep your body in healing. Yeah.
And sometimes I wonder if that's the reason why governments took precious metals away from us, because they are so powerful.
Exactly.
Because they do heal us and cause us to ascend in consciousness.
Right. Right.
Yes, I know. But we're taking our power back.
I know.
We realize we're sovereign beings.
It is so exciting. It's so exciting because, I mean, it's, there's nothing more uplifting than not worrying, right? Like fear is a man-made thing. Love is the only true emotion. And yes, there's self-preservation. If a lion is charging at you, that's not fear, that's reaction.
Right.
You know?
That's right.
Right. Because in our natural lives, we shouldn't be worrying about money. We shouldn't be worrying about anything. This is the natural state that we're going to be going back to. So you, so much conflict is just going to go away because of the way the financial world is going to be coming into. So can you speak a little bit to this now? Because I'm all about true sovereignty. And so it starts with the mind and the spirit and everything that it's not nobody tells me what to do. It's not a thing like that. It's that we all have such power that you are the highest president of your own life, that you are. And that's a beautiful thing. You specifically are the only one created like you, and you're creating your own specific world around you, which affects every single one of your friends, family members. We all just feed each other's shining.
Yes. So in a 3D world from which we have come, the powers that were would do things to incite or fear and anger and pain, you know, through the programming and the movies. And when they did that, you were talking about energy. The energy that would come from our bodies is called loosh. So we would emit loosh when we would hear negative things in movies, the news, just things that would terrify us. And that loosh, or that energy, would feed the energetic beings that were controlling the country and the world.
Right.
However, now that we are raising our vibrations and we're determining that we're realizing that we're sovereign, that we have reign over our own lives, and we are deciding that to have an abundance mentality and to live a life full of love and joy by creating that for ourselves, then what we are actually emanating out of us is no longer fear and anger, but joy, love, and peace. And so, like you said, it's like a ripple effect. It comes from me, and then it just...
Exactly.
The overflow.
It is as contagious as if there's...
Thank you.
That is so funny.
Being sovereign, I had to look up the word sovereign to really understand or understand what it meant. And so sov means over, and reign means rule or control.
Oh.
So we have rule and control over our own lives
as
sovereign beings.
Yes.
And when you think about it that way, you're like, I don't need anybody to tell me how to eat. I don't need a grocery store for food. I can plant my own.
That's right.
We're taking our power back.
That's right.
You know,
that's right. I mean, all these, you plant. You know, they don't want you to know these things. I mean, there's states that it's actually illegal to share food that you have grown with your neighbor. It's actually a law. I mean, that's so last Tuesday, right? Yeah. But that just should tell people that if men and women sat down and put in writing that that's a law, there's something very nefarious about that. And when you, I mean, you know, I want to be like this DJ of resounding. You know, that's what resonation is. Like, resonation is return to sound. And if there's ever a noisier person, right. I mean, these just, this stuff comes from other sources, you know, from other truthers. It's just, that's why I want it. Like, everything I know comes from all these other channels. And so that's why I want to kind of play like DJ, you know, I want to resound what you're saying about precious metals internally, externally, in your bank, in your own bank, in your own trust, right? This is a whole long conversation that I do want to get into, in a big way.
Okay.
But I want to introduce people that you can just, can you describe how easy it is? Because I haven't started yet, and I know about 7K, they're an amazing company. I looked into them, and they have these coins that are just visually amazing. And you're buying money. You're not buying something. You're buying your own wealth, and that you don't need a lot. You're talking about these notes, these like notes that you could buy for $20 and start building your, can you tell me, like, if someone is like waiting for a check to clear to go get groceries, what's affordable now? What should they be getting?
You mean in terms of groceries?
No, in terms of precious metals. Is someone on because people get turned, I want to break the stigma that you can't afford to invest in precious metals. You can't afford not to.
You can't, yes, because we are moving back to the gold and silver standard with all these countries rejecting the United States dollar. So what made the United States dollar the reserve currency is that the United States had an agreement with Saudi Arabia that they give us the oil and we'll make everybody, they give us the oil in turn for us protecting their country. And then we will buy the oil with the USD, and then we will force other countries to use the United States dollar. But countries are rejecting the United States dollar. So what you see is countries saying we're going to the gold and silver standard. And since we see that, we the people need to get on board.
Exactly.
And realize that gold and silver really is not that expensive. So consider silver right now per ounce is about $20 an ounce. So you would get a 0.99 pure, that's the purity of the silver. You can get an ounce, but you can also get a half an ounce, a quarter of an ounce, a gram.
Yeah.
And if that's not in your budget, you can get sterling silver. Sterling silver is even less expensive than real silver. And so sterling silver is 92% silver. And if that's not in your budget, you can always get what they call junk silver or constitutional silver. And that is silver that was minted before 1965.
Wow.
And that's 90% silver.
Wow.
So I believe even if that's not in your budget, if we pool our resources together as a family, as a couple, as a community.
Totally. In the bartering, I'm creating these collaboration centers and collaboration meetups. I can provide, you know, some whatever photography for people's businesses or headshots or whatever for a barter of, you know, so that's what, it's kind of what I want to,
So we need to get back to bartering so that we can have control within our communities and we don't have to deal with these big corporations.
Exactly. Exactly.
You have a gift. You can heal me through your crystals. Maybe I can cook you a meal.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Do you know that I exchanged, photography with my dentist for crowns 20 years ago. She knew I couldn't, root canals, crowns, $1,500, $2,000 worth of stuff that, and I did portraits for her. Same thing with my midwives. I did not pay a cent to birth my child. And that's how it should be. That's exactly how it should be.
Now that's true sovereignty.
Right, right. And that was out of extreme need and lack. And then like, I should do this all the time, you know, and then things get better and then you're just using money again. But this is, I've actually created, something called the backyard barter queue. Barter. So it's a backyard barter queue. Backyard barter queue. Q drops in. I got Q drops in the pea soup on my cooking show.
I love it.
We are going to have so much fun. Kia, Dr. Pruitt.
Yes, ma'am. Kia's fine.
I am so incredibly thrilled to have you. And I want to save a little bit of time because I want to put together this whole 1 hour thing. And I'd love to do a slideshow and go over more a little bit of where people can get precious metals from you, from your sources. My thing said that it was going to stop recording in 10 minutes. That was about like 8 minutes ago. It might cut us off. This is my high tech studio that I got right now. And I want everybody to notice right now with like zero subscribers here with Dr. Pruitt and Zoom's going to cut me off on my free version. Wait till you see next week after installing some of this sovereignty and this excellent advice. So please tell me, what are the best places to,
I would say one of the best places is milesfranklin.com, milesfranklin.com. You can email Andy. He's the CEO at Andy@milesfranklin.com, and he will give you his best prices. He has the best prices in the entire country. He has been working for 30 plus years in this industry, and he has an A plus rating with the Better Business Bureau with not one complaint.
Wow.
So he is a phenomenal person. He, I would, I highly recommend him because billionaires have contacted him actually even to get into this precious metals market.
Yeah.
But you have Miles Franklin, you have Quicksilver, you have AppMax. Just Google numismatics or silver or precious metals, online precious metals dealers, or go in your own community because the premiums, that's the price above spot price, the price that we pay for dealing with the dealers, the premiums are usually lower if you get it in your own backyard.
Okay, good to know. All right, yeah. And that all encourages exactly what we've been talking about is community by community and knowing, yeah, I mean, knowing your neighbors, finding your tribe and everything. And it's so hard right now because everybody wants to talk about A, B, C, or D, and you could have somebody who believes one thing and you got an oncoming train and you're going to not, no, you know, like this division has got to stop so that we're not even like mentioning it anymore. And we're almost there. I think
we're
almost there. All we have to, I mean, it's like, that's why I want one of my segments is to be the now show, you know, and really act completely in the moment. About, because you're creating your own life. I mean, through like these very scientific things, you got plasmantics and that creates your own life.
Wow.